This is Vegreville Dairy Queen Big League Broadcasts on Country 106, your home for hockey.
Back inside the friendly confines of the Wally Fadoon Arena, you've got the big JD ringside and ready to go with period number two. It is our Dairy Queen Big League broadcast brought to you in part by N. Cuban Landry, chartered professional accountants that specialize in agriculture, corporate, and personal tax. Get your taxes in order today with N. Cube and Landry. Here today, we've already seen a couple of games this morning. We were here for the U9s taking on Tofield. And now this afternoon, we've got the Vegreville U13 Wranglers on the ice against Lloydminster. No score through the opening 20 minutes. Shots on goal 8-5 in favor of Lloydminster. We'll see if the offense for either side can break through in period number two. That's up next. Don't forget to stick around in the post-game show. We're going to be once again naming our Dairy Queen Player of the Game, and they're going to win a free medium blizzard from our friends at Dairy Queen. So make sure you're checking out for that. And that's headed your way as well. And, of course, you can follow along with us all throughout the year. Our full broadcast schedule at country106.ca. Plus, you can take a listen to past broadcasts. It's all right there for you on your community homepage, country106.ca. So no score here through the first 20 minutes. And you talk about how these teams have been doing so far this year. Lloydminster coming into this game with a record of 10-9 through their 19 games. Pretty consistent, 119 goals for, 112 against, so a goal differential of plus 7. Meanwhile, for the Wranglers, 21 games played, record of 7-13-1, 118 goals for, 135 against, a goal differential of minus 17. Taking a look at some of the players to watch out for on either side. Obviously, for Lloydminster, their big gun is Mason Henderson, 24 goals in 19 games. They also have Tylan Rorquist and Jack Fitzsimmons with 30 points so far on this season. The Wranglers this year, led by the hot stick of Wesley DeRoe, 20 games, 34 goals, 22 assists for 56 points. And they have a couple of 30-point scorers after that as well, with Seth Mandrusiak and Annabelle Zaharkiw. Annabelle with 19 goals in 19 games. And we'll see what we get here in period number two as both teams take to the ice. Peyton Axton taking their spot between the pipes. And on the other side, netminder today for Lloydminster, it is Cooper Allen. Both teams with a real feeling out process in that first period. Not a lot of shots on goal, but just trying to see how the other is going to come at you. And you can kind of gauge the defense. As we mentioned, this is the U13s, and we have such a great time with our Dairy Queen Big League broadcast. We had the U9s this morning. Still a couple of games to go on our schedule as well. And again, you can always check it out online, country106.ca. Everything you need to know about our Dairy Queen Big League broadcast right there. Next broadcast after today will be the weekend of February 9th and 10th. We've got our final two games on tap there. It'll be the U18s on the 9th taking on Lloydminster. And on Saturday the 10th, 10:30 a.m. game is the U11s Battle Provost. Those will be our final broadcasts of the season. As the puck is dropped, we are underway. Second period, here we go. And right away, it's Lloydminster pushing it into the Vegreville zone. Wranglers get a stick on and dump that one down the ice. DeRoe chases that one into the corner. Hawthorne trying to keep that one at bay. They do knock it away from Hawthorne, but still getting it to the line there was Fitzsimmons. Now battling along the boards. Comes out for Hawthorne. Hawthorne's going to take off. up over the blue line, has a shooting lane, takes the shot, and Axton makes the save up high. Nice one there. And we can thank another great sponsor in J&S Moving Limited, locally owned and operated out of Vegreville. J&S Moving Limited will make your next move a stress-free one. With over 35 years of experience in the moving industry, J&S Moving will get you, your family, and your items where they need to be. Right off the faceoff, a shot that's just going to whistle over top of the net. Lloyd Minster looking to get something going early. This one played up along the boards. Trying to get that one past Wagner at the line. Wagner doing a good job to hold it in right now, but a pass across broken up by Vanderdrussen. They get it out to center, now carried right back in. And Regal plays that one in deep. Breton Mast on it there for Vegreville. Played around the boards. Annabelle Zaharkiw getting a stick on it, trying to get it out of the zone. Burrell doing a good job holding it in at the line. Another chance to clear here for Gabruch. And we'll send that one the length of the ice. Back to get it here, the Blazer defense. Flip that one up off the boards to Burrell. Burrell at center has the puck knocked away by Mast. But it goes right to Hawthorne. Back to Burrell. Burrell makes the pass forward. Touched up by Desprochet, but offside. And that will get another whistle. We've played 2 minutes here in the second period. Still looking for the game's first goal. This faceoff coming up in neutral ice. Durow out there with Wicks and Robinson. Some line juggling necessary today with Vegreville. As Delisle gets that puck, they just roll it right in on net. Axton just going to cover that one up, not going to take any chances, so we'll get another face-off. We thank another sponsor in Volton Electric. Get that spark in your life with Volton Electric. They specialize in residential and commercial services, including trenching for underground installation and farm wiring and aeration. Off the faceoff here, Wranglers in possession. Try to get it past Bogner at the boards. They do get it to Durow. Durow can't get it past Hawthorne. Hawthorne tried to play that one ahead for Delisle. Knocked away, though. And again, a clearing attempt stopped at the point by Hawthorne. Ahead to Delisle, now to the middle. Intercepted by Talia Robinson. Nice pass out for Wicks. Now knocked back to center for Robinson. Durow comes in, grabs the puck, and Durow, using some speed, gets over the line into the corner, just flings one into the slot area. Nobody there, and it goes back to the point. McNiven kept it alive for a bit. Now it's center. Durow picks it back up and just fires that one in. Puck down low, and Lloyd Minster trying to come out of their own zone. Rorquist gets it up to center. Olive Wicks getting a stick on this one. That'll allow Vegreville to get a bit of a change. Hawthorne now controlling it at center. Up over the blue line. Hawthorne still pushing. Throws a pass to the front. Finds Rorquist. What a save there by Peyton Axton. Now another shot off the side of the net. Pops out in front. Mandruziak dishes this one off for Gabruch. Gabruch up over the line. Now loses control of it. It rolls to the sideboards. Nobody can quite get a handle on this one as it's forced down low. Now comes out on the near side. McCray just pokes that one over. You get Ezio. Try to get a stick on it. Taken away here by Lloyd Minster. Up over center. There's just a nice easy dump in. They'll go off on a change. Now around the boards, Bogner and Gabruch colliding. Back around. Vegreville will get it down the ice. Harvey back to get this one. Harvey plays that one ahead. They get it to the middle of the ice. There is turned around quickly by Vagreville. Sent it all the way in. Durow is on it. Durow waiting for an opening. Now goes behind the net. Turns on the brakes. Sends one back to the point. And just unable to keep it onside is McCray. Now he coughs up the puck. It's shot right back down. McCray gets to it first. We get a whistle, though, and that will be an icing call. Our Dairy Queen Big League broadcast brought to you by Dairy Queen, where the Oreo Hot Cocoa Blizzard is now available. Enjoy Oreo cookie pieces, cocoa fudge, and choco chunks, blended with DQ's famous vanilla soft serve to Blizzard perfection and garnished with whipped topping. Another face-off inside the Lloydminster zone. And off the draw, Vanderdrussen tries to move one to the point. This one's going to be intercepted. Now watch out. Here comes Lloydminster. Taking this one all the way down low. Demanski staying with the puck carrier. Comes free, though. And this one going to be taken away. Moving up the ice with it is Zaharkiw. Drops for Vanderdrussen, whipped on a shot attempt, and it just goes to the defender in front. They will take off. Up over the line, this is Hozak. Puts it in behind the net. Now the Wrangler is able to push this one out to center ice. Quickly pushed right back in here by Lloydminster. But again, trying to get around Vanderdrussen, a difficult task for anybody. And puck comes free, and it will be dumped down the ice. Icing waved off, though, as Durow is the first one to get there. Tries to jam in one at the side, almost does, but what a save. Oh, man, just tries the quick little sneaky jam job at the side of the net. And they're seeing it at the last second is Cooper Allen. Covers that one up. And it stays 0-0. Off the faceoff, one back to Breton Mast. Let's a shot go. That hits a body in front, rolls its way to the far side boards. Well, both teams jam on this one here. Will be the Blazers who come away with it. This is Wagner up to center for Delisle. That one's going to be knocked away from Delisle, though, and Breton Mast will clear it. It will be an icing call. Bring that one down. 13-18 left to go here in the second period. Still no score. Vagreville and Lloydminster. As we mentioned, Vagreville 7-13-1 so far this season. On the other side, Lloydminster 10-9. But here tonight, looks like the closest matchup we could see. Still no score. Now the Wranglers starting out of their own zone. Nice move to Mandrusiak. Over the blue line, tries to drop one for Durow. Durow leaves it for Mast. Mast shot hits a body on the way to the net. Now a pass to the middle, broken up by Delisle. Almost got that breakaway. Instead, stolen at center, and here comes McCray. Long shot, glove save made and held onto by Cooper Allen. And that'll draw the cheers from the Lloydminster parents section. Jeff Dick with you on your Saturday. It's been a busy couple of days of hockey. We were here last night for the Vagreville Vipers game against Cold Lake. Vipers on the wrong end of a 5-3 score there. And then this morning, as we mentioned, we were here for the U9s as they took on Tofield. And now enjoying this U13 action. This one going to be sent into the Vagreville zone, but Mandrusiak gets it out. Mandrusiak again tries to feed Durow. It'll get passed, though, and into the corner. Now we get a whistle from behind the play, an interference call. Our official behind the play. Who is this one going to be on? Looks like Mandrusiak is the guilty party. And so another power play for Lloydminster. Now the Wranglers penalty kill unit will have to find a way. 2 minutes goes up, 12:21 left in the period. Off the draw, Hawthorne gets it at the point, lets a shot go, tip just wide. Now along the sideboards. This one going to be taken by Rorquist, thrown towards the net, and quickly covered up by Axton. Power play 0 for 2 in that first period for Lloydminster. No shortage of chances with the man advantage, though. Well, now getting another penalty after the play. And this is going to be Demanski. 2 for slashing, and now real trouble for the U13 Wranglers. Right off the draw, a quick shot stopped by Axton, but with Demanski in the box. Let's see, it's a 5-on-3 for the next minute 28. That's a lot of time. And if there was ever an opportunity to get this game's first goal, this would be it. Almost caught that up at the line, and Zaharki would have been gone, but just thought enough of it to not let it happen. Now the puck does get dumped down the ice into the Lloydminster zone. Good work by Gabruch, keeping up the pressure along the boards. Now it is Hozak who will get through on one. Dumps the puck. And it will be an icing whistle. So bring that one back. 48 seconds left before the first penalty comes to a close. Still 5-on-3 here. Wranglers send out Durow with Mast and McRae. Right off the draw, McRae trying to pin this one up against the boards. Now poked away, but coming in to knock it in further is Mast. Forces Lloydminster back into their own zone a bit. Now it's Burrell. Burrell to Regal, moves to the middle of the ice. This one's just going to get broken up. And Durow manages to get it to the blue line. Now keeps on pushing, gets through one, but not two. And as the puck comes out to China's blue line, they get it back into the zone, and again it's shot right back out. Now it's Lake having a little trouble moving with this one. We'll get it over the line, but he's hit by McRae there, the loose puck. Fired down the ice. First penalty has expired. 7 seconds left in the second. And that will do it. A great job by the penalty kill here of the Vegreville Wranglers. Now puck taken away. I get that one over the line. And that is an offside call on the line change. The door for the line change is in offside territory, so you got to watch that. As you're coming on the ice, it takes away a scoring opportunity there. 9:51 to go in the second period. Still no score. Faceoff one right to the near side boards. Shot by Hyatt. Only knocked out of the Wrangler zone. They get it up to center. Now have the puck taken away. Back over the blue line and back in charge are the Wranglers. Penalty coming up, though. and waiting to see who's going to touch this one. Head contact on Shabbat. Didn't quite see that one, but our referee standing there sure did. Head contact on Shabbat. That is a four-minute double minor. And now a great opportunity for Vegreville to strike first. First shot is blocked. Second chance goes all the way down the ice. Axton stops it and holds it. Not going to take any chances with a couple of Blazers bearing down. Big thank you to our sponsors. That includes Nutrien Ag Solutions for all your farm input needs and cutting-edge technologies. Visit Nutrien Ag Solutions in Vegreville, Harry Hill, and Innisfree. Proud supporter of Vegreville Minor Hockey, farming for excellence. Now the puck sent back down the ice. Into the Lloydminster zone, shot out and shot right back in by Maisie McNiven. Forces the goalie to make a long save. Now we're caught up along the boards. Both teams dig away. It will be found and will be cleared. Well, that'll be an icing call. And again, not supposed to be an icing call, so it's the second time the referee has done this. As it was a team that was shorthanded, just dumped it down. So the I'm sorry face-off goes at center ice. And off the draw, Durow finds the puck. Carries it over the line. Lets his shot go. Glove save. And a beauty made by Cooper Allen. So allow for some line changes. 8:21 to go in the period. 3:02. Left in the penalty. That penalty, a double minor for head contact. Big blast from the point, falls one of the defenders. Now it's dumped the length of the ice. Back to get it here is Mast. Play that off the boards and out to center. Mass dumps that one right in, forces the netminder to make a save. Now a pass out in front, we get a whistle. And not sure what the whistle is for, but they will bring it out to neutral ice. 7:51 to go in the second period, 2:33 left in the penalty. Off this face-off. It will be cleared again by Lloydminster. Back to get it is McCray. McCray wheeling up over center, now up over the blue line. Turning on the brakes as he got to the sideboards. But it will be dumped out of the zone again. Now pushed ahead for Mandruziak, gets it over the line, spots his man. Back to Mandruziak, can't get the shot off. Into the corner. Dug out and saucer down the ice here by Lloydminster. Now played around the boards and back out to center. Hawthorne keeping it alive. Nice to play one there for Regal. Regal gets it over the line, not out. Now from center, and that shot is tipped in. Wranglers trying to get this puck back. Can't do it. That one's going to be past the man at the point all the way down. We've just got a minute left in this four-minute double minor. Now a loose puck picked up by Durow. Bit of a two-on-two if they hurry. Durow takes the pass, fires, goes off the glove hand of the netminder, does come out in front. Benoit has come in here. Now big collision in front of the net, comes free again. Vanderdrussen is on it. Moves that one to Zaharkiw and just puts it wide. 30 seconds of power play time left. Lloyd Minster will be content to kill that off. They skate it up to center. And now to Delisle. Delisle goes around the boards. Spiller meets it first. Around the boards and again trying to get this one out. Zaharkiw down the ice. Durow meeting it there. Nice little move, but loses the handle on the puck. Blazers turn it out to center where it's chipped back into the zone by Maisie McNiven. Delisle leaves this one for Desfrochet. He's on the rush up and over the blue line. They throw one out in front, and the netminder has to be sharp there as that bounced off of Peyton Axton and could have gone right to a deadly shooter on the doorstep. Instead, held on by Axton. 5:02 to go in our second period. Still waiting for this game's first goal. Now around the boards and off the dasher. Nice moves by Durow. It's a two-on-one. Durow has Olive Wicks. Durow just going to take it down low, lose the puck. Now the Blazers trying to go back the other way. Turned it almost all the way around, but couldn't quite get a breakaway out of it. Right up against the boards. Turning, but this one stopped, and now it's Durow. And Durow gets up to center, just dumps one in. And they rule he did not get there. So that will be an icing call. Our broadcast this season brought to you in part by Envy Boutique. The only Envy you need this year is Envy Boutique, with clothes for women of all sizes and a small selection for men, too. Looking fabulous is the name of the game. Got a face-off inside the Lloyd Minster zone. 4:21 remaining in the second period. Shots on goal 11-9 for the game. That is in favor of Lloyd Minster. Now coming out of their own zone, here comes Lloyd Minster. They get that one to the front, send it in, but it's going to go wide all the way back to the point. Trying to get a shot through. This one's blocked. Now crossing center, dumping it in, or not crossing center, according to our referee here tonight, were the Vegreville Wranglers. Time ticking away here in period number two. It's Vegreville Minor Hockey on Country 106, all a part of our Dairy Queen Big League broadcasts. And don't forget, at the end of the game, we'll pick our Dairy Queen Player of the Game. Somebody going to win a free Blizzard, compliments of our friends at Vegreville Dairy Queen. Now again, pass out front, stopped. Second chance just goes wide. Vegreville on their heels here. It's another shot just blocked. Now sent down the ice again. Mandrusiak is on it. Sends a long shot. That'll go wide. Gabruch meeting it on the other side. Tied up in the boards. On it there is Ezio. Played back to the point. There's a shot deflected loose to the blue ice. Mandrusiak couldn't tip it home. That's the closest the Wranglers have come here this afternoon, and you could hear the crowd come alive, seeing it rest in the blue ice. Now shot around the boards. This one in behind the net. Lloyd Minster going to start the rush here. This is Borquist, but dropped off for McNiven. McNiven with a shot. Stop. Big rebound. They can't get the rebound to go. Now back again the other way with it is Desprochet. They carry it over the line, but they would have been offside, so they've got to regroup and let the horsemen dump that one down the ice. They're going to rule icing, though. 2:12 left to go in the second period. No score as of yet. Our broadcast brought to you in part by Envy Boutique. The only Envy you need this year is Envy Boutique, with clothes for women of all sizes and a small selection for men, too. Looking fabulous is the name of the game. Off the draw, loose puck in skates is sent down low, turned around and shot up the boards. Wranglers trying to get it out. And once again, stopped at the blue line and kept alive, only to be ejected here. And it is Vegreville over the line with it. Get it to Williams. He can't get the shot off. 1:40 to go. Mast battling at the line with Delisle. Hawthorne comes in and grabs the puck. Going to reverse course and head up the left-hand side. Now pushes one deep into the corner. Tries to swing it out front. That one broken up. Along the boards. There's a shot blocked in front. Now sent up the sideboards. Dereau is on it. Again, he's looking for a little bit of solo play, but he can't get around the defender. Into the final minute of the period. Get one to the front of the net, and Dereau just denied. Things starting to break down late here in the second as both teams trying their hardest to pick up that goal. Now a backhand chance, and that one's going to be stopped. Nice save made. As on both sides, the goaltending has been impeccable. Shots on goal are all even at 12 goals apiece. Or pardon me, shots. 36 seconds all that remains in this period. Off the draw, one back to the point. Now both teams whacking away at it, having some trouble moving it, but it will be the visitors who do just that. They take it into the corner. Now trying to move this one to the front of the net. Olive Wick's going to knock it away. Plays it to the blue line. Not out. 7 seconds left. There's a pass to the front, and that one just took a piece of Axton and will not go. 40 minutes done here at the Wally Fadoon Arena, and we remain where we started. It is a 0-0 tie. Let's take a look at your shots on goal. For Vegreville, 7 for a two-period total of 12. 4 in that period for Lloyd Minster for a two-period total of 12. On the power play in that period, Lloyd Minster goes 0-2. So far here tonight, they are 0-4. Meanwhile, Vegreville 0-1 on the man advantage. And that is where they sit as well for the evening, 0-1. Well, 20 minutes, all that remains. Will somebody find a way to crack this scoreless drought? We shall see after a quick commercial break. A big thank you to our sponsors, including Dubuque Accounting. When the numbers just don't add up and all that crunching is giving you a headache, call Dubuque Accounting. They make it all make sense. We're going to send it back to a full look at our news, sports, and weather in the world headquarters. A quick commercial break to carry you there in the third period coming up as well. Keep it on Country 106.